Welcome to Scary Storytime by Spooky Boo. www.scarystorytime.com.
Avelina's doll. Just last week, my mom's favorite Vietnam doll from the 70s broke by falling off her shelf from a loud commotion. It was made out of a type of glass that a vase would be made out of. She seemed somewhat negatively affected by it. I told her that I'd see what I could do to get it replaced. She told me that the only reason why it meant so much to her is because she'd have it ever since she was 7. She's never owned something so long. After I heard about the accident, she told me that a garage sale was just up the street from her place. So I took a stroll there and checked out what they had. The garage sale was run by an old man and his wife. Most of what they were selling were movies from the 60s or children's books. Must be grandparents, I'd assume. Nothing so much came to interest except for this doll at the sale. It looked oddly alike to my mother's Vietnam doll. It was a bit bizarre. It had the long hair, the beautiful dark red dress, the little black slips, and even the pale white on its skin. But something was a bit strange about this doll. The eyes were a pitch black instead of baby blue. I thought nothing of it and approached the old man and asked him how much the doll was. He just laughed a little and said, "I remember that doll. It's a China doll. It used to belong to my granddaughter. Too bad she passed." I asked him what he meant, and he told me, "My granddaughter was 16 when she died. She committed suicide. God knows why she did it." I thought a little deep into it, then asked how much the doll was again, realizing I never got an answer to how much it cost in the first place. He told me that he wasn't even going to charge me for it. He just wanted it out of his sight. I replied with a soft thank you. I kept thinking about how oddly strange and suspicious that old man was. When I arrived home, I showed my mom the doll. "It's perfect," she replied with a huge grin on her face. Ever since then, she has not said anything negative about the doll. All she said was it oddly looked exactly like hers. And I notice how she's been attached to it. Whenever I go over to her house, I see her rocking in her rocking chair, back and forth, staring into the doll's darkened eyes. It's a little creepy. So after that, I took a break from going over to her house because I had this nightmare the other day about seeing how attached she's been to the doll. The nightmare started out where I was in a well-lit room. I knew I was dreaming, but in the dream I was trying to uncover something. Across from where I was standing, there was a little girl. She looked quite similar to the doll itself. I asked her what she wanted. She told me she was there to warn me about the horrors that the doll holds in place. I asked her what she meant. She told me that the doll that was in possession of my mother was possessed by an evil spirit. It explains a little why my mom has been acting so bizarre and unusual lately. In my dream, I asked if I could destroy the doll. She said no, as it could be released and the evil spirit will be into easier contact with my mother's body. It could cause my mom to get possessed. The little girl told me that I should try to get rid of the doll somehow, other than trying to destroy it. Unfortunately, I didn't know much at that time. It was only a nightmare. God only knows what if the girl in my dream spoke of was even a real thing. The day after I had that nightmare, bizarre things started to happen. My mom was acting a bit strange. She no longer answered my phone calls, nor even called me. Something was wrong, and I had to get to the bottom of it. I went over to my mom's house, and when I approached the door, it was already open. What horrors could be in there? I dashed inside into my mom's room. Ahead she was in a corner, shivering. She turned around and she grinned. Something was off about her. Her eyes were darkened. I stumbled back in terror. "What's wrong? You don't like how I look?" her demonic voice said. Then I noticed the brutal cuts up and down her arms. What is going on? I thought to myself. I needed to see a priest before this went too far. The next time I had just spoken to a priest about what's been going on with my mother. The only problem was that I had to wait 5 days for him to get here. He arrived at the house. I held the door open to precede him inside the house. I stumbled up the stairs with the man explaining what's been going on with her and the doll. He simply replied, "Was it Avelina's doll?" I didn't know what he spoke of, so I questioned him about the name Avelina. He told me that she was about 10 years old when she lived with her grandparents. One day when she was roaming the attic looking for a spare light bulb, and instead she found this china doll, the doll my mom owned as her own. Avelina decided to call the doll Emily. A little after she found the doll, Avelina noticed something wrong about the doll. She warned her grandparents about the horrors of the doll and what the doll held. It showed her things she didn't want to witness. As punishment, they trapped her in the cellar of their house until she quit her nonsense about the china doll, but she still spoke of it. Then it came one day that they bound her to a chair in the cellar and lit her on fire. Her burnt corpse faded into the grass as they sprinkled her ashes in the yard of their home. I knew there was something off about that old couple, and I finally found out what. After our discussion, we approached my mother's room. We walked inside, and my mom was curled up into a ball on her bed. This black stuff oozed out of her back, where there appeared to be a deep cut. He told me to wait outside the room, and so I did. All I heard the whole time waiting was chanting and screaming. I just waited patiently, trying not to ask what the wait was about. 30 minutes later, he brought me into the room and explained that the entity that possessed my mother was the exact same one that manipulated Avelina. The priest told me that in order to fix everything back to the way it was, the china doll had to be burned. I took the doll to an old abandoned ranch not that far from where my mom's house was. I burned the doll, and ever since, everything's been fine. For about a week, my mom spoke about that china doll, Emily. The most bizarre thing is that a day after the entity left my mom's spirit, the old couple's house was up from where my mom lives, was burned down with them still inside, sound asleep in their bed. Some even say they spotted a little girl in the area with dark hair and a red dress. She looked a lot like the doll itself. To this day, I wonder if the soul was laying to rest, or if a doorway opened from another dimension, a dimension that cannot be closed.
Hey, it's Spooky Boo. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed that story, head on over to my website at www.scarystorytime.com and leave a comment. Also, I'd love to hear your scary stories. Send me a story by submitting it to my webpage at scarystorytime.com and I'll read it to everybody on the podcast. I'm going to head on over and watch Creature Features now. I'd love it if you join me at www.creaturefeatures.tv.